everybody, and welcome into the Player of the Week podcast. This from the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, presented by Franciscan Health. I'm Nathaniel Finch, alongside my partner Graham Shear. And we've got a great set of winners for you, too, from the District 1 boys' side of things, which means we have seven winners for you this week. A great weekend. Last week, of course, semi-state for the girls' basketball. They're headed to the state finals this week. We're going to hear thoughts from that semi-state weekend, thoughts from this weekend's game at Gainbridge Field. And of course, your four boys winners. Let's get right into it. Let's start with our District 1 winner. One of them, his name is Marcus Burton. He is from Penn High School, a dominating season for the Kingsmen. We'll talk to Marcus. We'll talk to Coach Alan Rhodes. Marcus headed to Notre Dame here in just a couple months. In the first game, they dominated over Plymouth. He had 34 points and 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Second win over Elkhart in another dominating performance. 87-24 was that score. Are you kidding me? 30 points, 11 rebounds for him. Just eclipsed a 2,000 point mark with his team, and they just won the Northern Indiana Conference. Let's get right into that conversation with Marcus Burton and Coach Rhodes.
Joining me now, Coach Alan Rhodes, as well as Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Marcus Burton from Penn High School. Coach, we'll start with you. The Kingsmen are 22-1. Take me back to earlier in the season. The only game you have lost has been Ben Davis, but walk me through the whole season. What's the mindset been here?
It's been very good. You know, we returned a strong unit led by Marcus and Joe Smith, another senior guard that both started for 4 years. And we started the year, and we've been getting better each month. I've been very proud of that. We learned from the Ben Davis game, and we've taken that forward.
Marcus, now question for you. What has been, you know, your mindset here? You're in your senior year, but walk me through what that has kind of been like and what kind of development you've seen in yourself from, you know, your freshman, sophomore, even just last year into this year.
My senior year, my mind is just to continue to get better as a team, win, and do what I do. My development is just, it's been good. I've been shooting the ball really well. I'm starting to read the defense a lot better than my freshman, sophomore year, and I think that helped me out a lot this year.
Marcus, also kind of touch on what it's been like, you know, kind of leaders out there on the court, who has been in your ear, whether it be a player, whether it be Coach Rhodes, whether it be a parent maybe, who has been, you know, that guy who keeps you motivated?
It's been fun playing with the seniors I'm playing with this year, because we all help each other. They help me out a lot, especially Joe, because we've been playing with each other since freshman year. He helps me out on the defensive end. He tells me where to go in offense sometimes. So, I mean, It's really easy playing with veteran guys like that and Coach Rose and the coaching staff like Coach Smith, because they all love us and they all here to help us.
Marcus, who has been that senior on the team who in past years kind of helped you develop your leadership skills now into this year?
Joe Smith. I'll say Joe Smith.
And Marcus, how does it feel lastly to be committed to play for Notre Dame next year?
It's a blessing. It's a dream come true. And I'm excited to get there and play.
Coach, now back to you. What does the rest of the season look like for Penn? What do the Kingsmen have to look forward to the rest of this week with your last game and then into sectionals next week?
Well, we have one more game left. We play at Maryville. And, you know, they've had a strong basketball program, and it's important that we don't overlook them heading into the sectional. The sectional is kind of wide open. We've got a challenge most probably from Warsaw, but any team on a given night, I mean, we're the best team there, and certainly hope to be climbing that ladder on Saturday.
And Coach, talk about how impressed you've been with Marcus this year and, you know, what he's kind of been to your club.
Well, you know, first of all, both Marcus's junior year and senior year, he's done a tremendous job. You know, as a junior, he was selected as the most complete player in Indiana by the IBCA record book. You know, and he gets a lot of notoriety for his scoring, and he's over 30 points a game now without playing in 11 fourth quarters. So you can see that he's been scoring at a very high rate. By the same token, he's our leading rebounder. He leads the team in assists. He leads the team in steals. So his contributions are all over the place, along with he and Joe being excellent leaders for our team. They work so very hard in practice, and you know, that carries the entire team forward. But I do believe Marcus is the best player in the state of Indiana and very deserving of the Mr. Basketball title.
Coach, last question for you. Like I said earlier, the Kingsmen are 22-1, but as you guys get into sectional plays, obviously state title hopes are, you know, on the horizon for you guys. What do you guys have to do? What do you guys need to improve upon going into, you know, playoff play?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to concentrate and take one game at a time. And just because we've beaten somebody in the past, we can't take them lightly. We have had a great season. But each week we have to get a little bit better. I think in all three areas, offense, defense, and rebounding, we need to, as the teams get better, also take the scouting report to the game in a good fashion, so that we take away team strengths. And, you know, those are the things we're working on.
Coach, Marcus, thank you so much for your time this morning. I want to congratulate you both again on the award, and good luck to Penn the rest of the year into sectionals.
Thank you very much.
It's Marcus Burton and Coach Alan Rhodes from Penn High School with the Kingsmen, 22-1. Want to wish them luck as they close out the year and get into sectional play. Let's stay with District 1 boys. Co-winner with Coach Mike Hackett and Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Brandon Trilly from Munster High School. Here's that conversation with Coach Hackett and Brandon. Joining me now, Coach Mike Hackett and Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Brandon Trilly from Munster High School. Mustangs are 21-2 here, Coach. We'll start with you. Mustangs are 21-2, like I just mentioned. What's been the mindset here through the first couple months of the season?
Well, obviously we've had some success being 21-2, but we've our mindset has basically been we're trying to get better each and every week, you know. That's really how we've approached things all the way from last season, because most of these kids are back from last season, and we're just trying to keep building and getting better.
Brandon, now quick question for you. Two huge games for you this week, a big win over Lake Station at 30 points, and then another big win over Andrania at 33 points in that one. You kind of been doing it from all over the court and very efficient as well. 11 of 14 from the field the first one, 14 of 16 on the second one. You had a double-double in the first one. How have you kind of done it here recently? How has your game been looking?
Credit to the coaches and players. I mean, if you look at it, I feel like most of my points come off of assists. So it's just our team making the right plays, making the right reads, and then just finishing the play.
Brandon, you're a senior now. How have you kind of developed and seen, you know, growth in yourself from just your freshman, sophomore, and even from last year into this year?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I've grown just being around multiple different head coaches, being from Arizona and then moving here. I definitely feel like I've learned a lot and able to use what I've used my freshman year winning a state title to coming here and then kind of applying like that winning atmosphere into here, even though they already were winning here. So kind of just being comfortable with the winning program.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody knows this, but he spent his first 2 years in Arizona, and then he moved here to Munster for his junior year. So this is his second year at Munster.
Being a Northern Michigan Comet, how does that feel?
I mean, it's a dream come true to just go on and play at the next level. And it's something that I really strive for. And just it's a thanks to all the coaches who helped me get there and just being a player through their program. So to get me there, it's just a thanks to Coach Hackett and all the Munster guys and all my AAU coaches. It's just it feels good to go on and play somewhere.
And, Coach, what kind of things have you seen out of Brandon? And also kind of touch on the commitment to Northern Michigan. What do you think?
Yeah, the commitment to Northern Michigan is we're real excited for him. I mean, he found a place that loves him and that he loves that place. So we think it's a really good fit for him. Looking forward to following his progress when he gets there. For us, Brandon came in and he was exactly what we needed. He's a 6'5 guy. But he's got a really high basketball IQ. He has great basketball skills. and he applies, like you said, he's done that 33 points and 30 from all over the floor. He's hitting threes. He's taking it to the basket. He's making pull-ups. So he's a very versatile player, and we put the ball in his hands a lot and trust what kind of decisions he's going to make.
Coach, lastly, walk me through the rest of the year. You know you have a game Friday, and then what does sectionals look like for the Mustangs?
Yeah, Friday's our last home game of the regular season. It's going to be senior night. If we can win this, it'll be the second season in a row where we won all our home games, which is nice. And then going into sectionals, we here at Munster, we're hosting sectionals for the first time ever. And we're hoping that can benefit us. It's a tough sectional. We open up with Merrillville from the DAC, who's always a tough program. Then after that, we got Lake Central is a possible opponent in our second round game. And they gave us one of our only two losses this year. And then if we make it to the championship game, it looks like Hammond Central, who's only lost one game this year and ranked number three, I believe, in the state, would be who we would face in the championship game. So it's not an easy path, but it should be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Coach Brandon, again, congratulations on the award. Thanks for taking the time this morning, and good luck to you both the rest of the year and into sectionals.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Brandon Trilly and Coach Mike Hackett with Munster. The Mustangs are 21-2. Wish them luck with the rest of the year into sectionals. Transition into District 1 girls. Coach Kristen Parson and Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Mariah Stolfutz, Bethany Christian High School. Here's Kristen and Mariah. Joining me now, Coach Kristen Parson, as well as Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Mariah Stolfutz from Bethany Christian High School. Coach, we'll start with you. The Bruins are 24-3 now on the year, and you just getting it done over the course of the past couple weekends against Tri and Semi-State, a four-point, very tough win over Tri, and now you guys have state tournament up this weekend against Lanesville. What's been the Bruins' mindset here so far through the year?
Yeah, I think we've tried to keep the same mindset all season of just continuing to try to be who we are and elevate our play each time we step on the court, trying to be a little bit better, learning from each game. And I think that's really been the key to our success is remaining who we are, but also recognizing that we might have to change a few things in order to beat our opponents as we head down the state tournament.
Mariah, now a couple questions for you. Obviously, a couple tough semi-state games. In the first game, you had 23 points against Washington Township, 19 in the second half of that one. You were 3 of 3 from behind the arc. You were 7 of 12 from the field, did it efficiently. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Obviously, great game there. And then the second game against Tri, another tough win, just a 4-point victory in that one, but you had 21 points, 14 of them in the fourth quarter. Kind of walk me through what the second half and, you know, just alone the fourth quarter has been like for you as you guys get into the rest of that play. How have you kind of taken that extra step and flipped the switch come the fourth quarter?
Well, you know, the farther we go in the tournament, the more that we don't want to lose. You know, we've gotten so far and we want to keep going. And just having that mindset of we're not losing this game no matter what the score is. Throughout the whole season, actually, and it's really come into play now here in the tournament and just playing confidently and not thinking too much about what I'm doing and just playing.
And Mariah, 24-3, the Bruins are. It's your first time in the state finals for Bethany Christian. What's that mean to you?
It means a lot, you know, just to be able to make history in our program here and kind of make Bethany Christian girls basketball have a name for itself.
And Mariah, you're a junior with Bethany Christian. Who has been, you know, one of those leaders out there on, you know, on the court for you, whether it be your freshman or sophomore year or this year, and who keeps you motivated?
Zoe Willems, who is another junior, she's been a good leader for us on the court. And I consider myself a leader for this team as well. And we have a solid group of seniors who are, I would also consider, pretty good leaders. So I wouldn't say we have anybody who's specifically like the leader of our team. I think we're all pretty good leaders in ourselves, and we all just take initiative in what we're supposed to be doing.
Mariah, what kind of growth have you seen, you know, in your offensive game out there on the court from your freshman, sophomore into junior year now? What kind of growth have you seen in your own game and kind of taken on, you know, that scoring load?
Well, I've started to become a little bit more of a three-leveled scorer, and I just shoot more confidently now as I've gotten older. My shot selection has gotten a little bit better, and as a freshman, I was basically only shooting threes or getting layups, and this year I'm trying to get a little bit more into my mid-range game.
Coach, talk about Mariah and how impressed you've been with her this year.
Yeah, I mean, she's changed the face of our program since, you know, she's been here as a freshman, and I think you just continually, like she said, just to see her grow in her game. What a lot of people don't see is how much time she puts into it outside of our season, you know, and you don't just show up and become great. You got to put a lot of time, and it takes a lot of sacrifice, and she's done that, and she deserves everything that has been coming her way, and she has helped carry our team in this tournament as a result of that, and that work that she has put in. She knows what it takes to be great and to be a winner, and so I think that's really who she has become and who she embodies, is just someone who is willing to do whatever it takes.
Coach, same question I asked to Mariah, but what's it mean to you to be the first state final appearance in Bethany Christian's history?
Yeah, these are really hard questions. Like, I get to ask this every time, and it's really a hard, like, you can't really come up with just one word. But what we're really excited about is what our community has rallied around us for, and obviously making history is really neat. But what these girls get to experience along the way has been quite remarkable. And I think probably the most profound thing for me is just watching them elevate their play and their confidence to make this great run that we've made and to be able to play on the biggest stage they'll probably ever play on in their entire lives. It's amazing.
Yeah, Coach, and both Coach and Mariah, how excited are you for this Saturday?
I'm pretty excited. You know, being able to play in the Pacers Arena is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I'm excited to get on the court and just practice and look around and see how big it is.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously want to thank the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever for giving us an opportunity to play in their arena at Gainbridge. But we're thrilled. This is a great group of girls to be around. They play loose. They love to be around each other. And just the whole experience, even outside the 32 minutes of the game we're going to play, is pretty cool. But we're fired up. We're ready to go, preparing hard this week for a great opponent, and we're looking forward to the game on Saturday.
Coach, Mariah, again, congratulations on the award. I want to thank you for your time. Good luck this Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Graham.
Thank you.
It's Kristen Parson and Mariah Stoll-Futes with District 1 girls. Let's transition. District 2 boys, Coach John Peckinpah and Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Flory Badunga from Kokomo High School. Here's John and Flory.
Coach, when you look at Flory, such a talented player, what makes him so special?
I would say his motor. His ability just to make the second effort and the second play in possessions, and his motor to go with his athleticism just kind of separates him from everybody else.
When you combine those two, you know, intangibles there, does that make your job a lot easier as a coach when you can coach a guy who's 6'10" but also can put in the work?
No, without a doubt. He's definitely a special player, really, really good teammate. And with his skill set and talent, it covers up for a lot of my mistakes. So it's nice to have that on our team.
A couple great wins last week. You guys won conference. First, what does that conference win mean for the program?
I think it's a good step for our program and what we're trying to build this thing into. Obviously, the main goal is to make a run in the tournament. But the first step is to try to win your conference and try to continue to get better for the sectional, and I think we accomplished that.
When you look at Flory's numbers, they were incredible last week, 23-19, 33-14. What was different for him last week?
I think we did a lot better job at getting the ball, and then I think he was just extremely active, especially on the offensive glass of creating second opportunities for our team.
Coach, what's the outlook look like for the rest of the season here heading into sectionals?
yeah, we got Huntington North this Friday, which is a great test for us. Coach Teagle does a really good job. I think he's probably, if not the best coach in the state, one of the best coaches. And they're going to really get us ready for teams like Harrison and our sectional that just moves so well without the ball and sets tons of screens and is solid defensively. So we feel like this week's going to help us prepare. And then next week, we've just got to get focused in and dialed in on kind of our sectional opponents.
All right, Flory, the next couple for you. Let's stick with that theme of last week. You had a couple dominating performances. What does that feel like to know that, you know, you're just the most dominant player on any court you step on?
I mean, it's always exciting to be a part of somebody who can help your team to win the NCC and then just try to make everybody better.
Have you always just been that dominant player? You know, you're a junior. You've been in this program for a couple years, but even before then, have you always just been such a dominant player like this?
I mean, like, I will be with practice. It's like all of those are, like, it's an offer of practicing, and then every day we practice and then try to get better, try to do better than yesterday. So I would say I get better every day.
Flory, I'm going to let you brag about yourself for a little bit. What do you think your best skills are on the floor?
I mean, as the coach said, I would say my mother. There is no many big man who can, I guess, who can run the floor. And then I just try to put that work on the floor. And then, yeah.
Seems to be paying off all that work. Tell me about last week when you guys got that big win over Western, big win over Anderson. You know, you're just going out there and beating up some teams pretty silly. That's got to feel pretty good being a dominant team out there as much as you are a dominant player.
Yeah, that was an exciting game. We start the game, they was leading in the score, but we catch up and then just do what we work on it. And then, yeah, that's much what's happened.
What's the feeling in the locker room heading into sectionals here in a week or two?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're ready for the sectional, and then we're still trying to get better. That's why we play, like, some tough team to get us ready for the sectional.
Flory, what's next for you? Obviously, you're a junior, so you have another year, but once you graduate, what's the plans?
I mean, if you can make the championship this year, next year will be the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time, and I wish you guys both the best of luck.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
A big thanks to the big man, Flory Badunga, a well-known name around the state of Indiana for what they've been able to do up in Kokomo. Also, thanks to Coach John Peckinpah for that conversation. We next switch over to District 2 girls' side of things. Her name is Lania Wills. She's such a great player for LaPel High School, headed to the state finals for the first time ever in LaPel's history. They're coached by Zach Newby. We talked to Lania and Coach Newby for a great conversation. Lania, a couple double-doubles in last weekend, a couple dominating wins. We'll talk to them about all of that. Let's head right into it with Lania and Coach Newby. Coach, when you look at, you know, what Lania brings to your team on the floor, what makes her so special for you guys?
I would say just, you know, Lania doesn't play for herself. She plays for her team and her teammates. And, you know, whatever we need her to do to win is what she's willing to do. You know, when we started the season, she wasn't super comfortable playing underneath the basket. But she knew that's what the team needed. And so she sacrificed that. And has shown that she can dominate, you know, underneath the basket and then as well as, you know, playing the outside.
Yeah, you just described her week last week, right? She had a couple double-doubles, 24 and 15, and then 13 and 12, really doing a good job dominating on both levels of the floor. Last week was just different for you guys in these semi-state games. Why was that?
To be honest, I'm not real sure. I think I would say they always believed, you know, sectional, that we could get that done. And then with all the illness we dealt with during the regional week and them still winning that game, I just think their confidence was sky high. After that, I don't think they thought there was anybody left that could beat them.
What are the thoughts going into the state championship this weekend? How's the team feeling?
Feeling good. I mean, after this Saturday, you know, we played two really good teams and we took care of business. I mean, there wasn't really points in that game where we thought, oh, we're in trouble. So we feel like we're playing our best basketball right now.
So this is LaPel's first ever appearance in the state finals, and, you know, it's also not very often you head into semi-state and you blow out some teams. It's also not very often that you see a freshman leading the charge the way that Lanaya has been. You know, it's been special for Lanaya, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would think so. We haven't really talked about it. We've been focused on, you know, preparing for the next opponent here for the last, you know, however many months. So, you know, and that's what she does. She doesn't ever talk about herself or her numbers or worry about that. You know, she's always on to the next opponent, you know, trying to win a basketball game.
What would a win this weekend mean for the program?
Oh, I mean, that's the goal for everybody, right? You wanna win the last game that you play in a season, and there's only four teams a year that get to do that. So for the first time ever being in this game is a huge deal, but the kids aren't satisfied. You know, they want to show that getting there is not enough for them. They want to win it.
Coach, what did you think of the new tournament format with the two semi-state games this year?
Well, we had, like I said, this is my fifth year, and we never won a sectional before, so I didn't ever play in it the other way or coach in it. You know, I did as an assistant, but for us, it was a blessing because, like I said, with, you know, we had all five starters sick going into that regional game, so there's no way we could have played two games that day. So for us, it was we were super happy that the format got moved.
I'm glad it lined up pretty well for you guys. Lanaya, I'll ask you the next couple questions. How about last week? You know, you're in the two biggest games of the season to this point, and you're just dominating. What's that like being such a dominant player in the biggest stage?
It feels good because, like, I'm helping my team, and everyone wants to win as much as I do. So it just feels good for me to be helping my team and winning and just doing good.
Did each of those baskets just feel a little bit different? They feel better knowing that it was, you know, for such a big game?
Yeah, because every time I score, like, it just brings up my energy, and then I'm like, okay, we're about to win because my energy's up and I'm scoring, so I know that we're going to win.
What's that dynamic like for you as a freshman? You're playing with a lot of upperclassmen. You got a lot more older people on the team, but you're still the one dominating. What's that like for you?
I mean, they're like big sisters to me, so it just feels good, like, having them as my teammates and me dominating. It just, I don't know how to respond.
Yeah,
to
no, of course. How are you guys feeling going into this final weekend?
We're excited, especially the seniors. They deserve this. They never got this far, so I'm really happy for them. And I'm also happy, like, for the people that still have another year left. Like, we're really excited.
Well, one last question here for you. What do you think your biggest skills are on the floor?
I would say rebounding and just, like, being in the post and doing, like, post moves and stuff.
Lanaya, go enjoy these next few days and enjoy that final game, whatever happens. It's an experience not a lot of people get to experience, so I wish you guys the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lanaya and Coach Newby. Next, let's head into District 3. We're going to talk to the boys' player of the week, presented by Franciscan Health. Head coach Greg Robinson, he's the coach of South Central High School, and let me tell you, the Rebels having a good season so far this year. Cole Thomas, a big reason why, he's a sophomore guard, and this week, or last week that is, had some great numbers against New Washington, a 9-point win. He had 22 points in that game, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and in their second game, a dominating win over Springs Valley, 32 points for him, 14 rebounds, 7 of them on the offensive side of things. He had a great week, and let's go talk to him. That's Cole Thomas and Greg Robinson.
Joining me now, Coach Greg Robinson, as well as Franciscan Health Player of the Week from District 3 boys, Cole Thomas, South Central High School. Coach, we'll start with you. The Rebels are 14-8 so far on the year. Have a couple games left here, one game this Friday. Walk me through what the season's looked like and what the mindset has been for the Rebels.
Well, you know, we did not graduate anybody from last year.
So, you know, coming in, it was, you know, hopefully we could, you know, apply some of the things we learned from last season, because I thought we played pretty well at the end of the year, and then, you know, get off to a good start. And one of our better players, Christian Kuiper, was injured and didn't play the first five games. And that was actually kind of a blessing, because we got a little more depth, and our best player, Cole, had the opportunity to learn how to move a little more without the ball. And I think that's really helped him a lot as well.
And Cole, now, question for you. Two big wins this week, a tough win over New Washington. You had 22 points in that one, also 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and then an even bigger domination over Springs Valley later in the week, 32 points in that one, 14 rebounds, a double-double, and 3 assists and 3 steals, kind of doing everything all over the court. What have you seen, you know, in yourself, in your game out there on the court?
I've just been trying to move without the ball a lot, get open. My teammates have been doing a good job. We've been playing really well together, so any night can be any of our game to play. So as long as we just get out there and play together, we can do a lot of good things.
Cole, you're a sophomore guard now with South Central. Walk me through what it was like last year, your freshman year, and then kind of that, how the transition was into your sophomore year. What kind of development have you seen in yourself?
Last year, you know, we didn't really have a point guard, so I had to be more of a point guard and run the one, so I didn't really get to, like, be as much of a scorer as I am this year, you know? And I think that was really good for me, because I had to learn how to play through a lot of adversity at the one, so. And then this year, we're a lot better, really. And I get to play off the ball and do more of my thing with scoring, and yeah.
Cole, who has been, you know, a leader out there on the court, whether it be a player or whether it be, you know, Coach Robinson, who has been, you know, that word in your ear who has kept you motivated?
Really our senior Ty, and really we have 4 captains, so all of our captains do a really good job of keeping us, like, in line and motivated, and to make sure, like, you know, next play, if you do something bad, you know, or if you do something really good, you know, good job. Keep it going. But yeah, we really just feed off each other's energy.
Coach, walk me through what the game looks like on Friday. I know you guys just lost last night to Cordon. What's the game look like Friday to close out the year? And then walk me through what you guys are expecting in sectionals.
Okay, so we play Eastern of Pekin on Friday, and that's going to be it's a good test. Last night and Friday, a really good test for us, because both those teams are having good seasons. Eastern has Jacob Cherry, he's 6'10". Can play anywhere on the floor. They've got a couple other kids that can shoot the ball pretty well. So that's going to be, you know, we're not really tall. So being able to defend a big and having to extend out there on the perimeter sometimes it's a problem for us. So, you know, we have our style of play. We press a little bit and try to make the game a little faster. And so hopefully we can get that done. And really, we're just trying to build some momentum for next week. We were fortunate. Our sectional's wide open, but we drew the bye. And so we won't know who we play till after Tuesday night. But, you know, we've had decent success. I think we're 4-1 against the teams in our sectional. And, but a lot of those games were close, and Christian Academy has been playing really well. It's wide open sectional, and we're just hoping to use these games this week, get us ready for it.
Coach, lastly, kind of talk about how impressed you've been with Cole this year.
Well, he's got a target on his back every game. And, in our community and in our area, you know, kids are known. They've been known since they've been in, you know, a lot of them in grade school. Cole's no different than that. He's been a good player all the way through. So he really actually had that target on his back last year. And I think the thing that I've been most happy with and impressed with from him is his ability to play through, some physicality and teams making sure that it's hard for him to get off a screen and find an opening. I mean, that he's a focal point
for every team we play to try to stop, and for him to be able to put 20 plus points up a game, you know, at this age as a sophomore, it's really been impressive. And he keeps a really good, he keeps his composure really well, and, you know, probably better than I would have. And I give him a lot of credit for that. It's hard to be the focal point of every team we play, and he's learned to handle that really well.
Coach Cole, thank you so much for your time this morning. Again, congratulations on the award. Good luck the rest of the year in into sectionals.
Hey, thank you.
A big thanks to Cole Thomas, your District 3 Boys Player of the Week, and his coach, Greg Robinson, for that conversation. Next, District 3 Girls, our last winner of this week. This is presented by Franciscan Health. How about Amber Treader? She goes to Forest Park High School. She's a senior. This is her second straight state championship appearance right there with Coach Tony Hassenauer. We appreciate both of them for their time. Let's get right into it. For Amber, two games in that semi-state weekend. Couple dominating wins, one over Green Castle, she had 21 and 14, and then the win over North Knox, 24 points 11 rebounds, a couple double doubles for her. As Forest Park heads their third appearance in the state finals, they're of course defending state champs from last year. Let's hear what Coach Hassenauer and Amber Treader have to say. Coach, when you look at Amber's skill set, what makes her so special on the floor for you guys?
Well, she's a player that can do a little bit of everything. You know, she can go down in the post and score down there. She can also take it out to the perimeter and shoot the three. So, you know, we try to look for what the best situation is for her to be in any given game, and she can usually do it for us. She also has an incredibly high basketball IQ and, you know, kind of knows what's going to happen before it happens sometimes. And, you know, when you put her size and length together with that basketball IQ and then her skill set, it's a special combination. And there's a reason why she was a junior all-star last year in the state of Indiana and a Division I player.
And she's having, you know, such a good season. These last two games, pretty incredible. 21 points, 14 rebounds in that first semi-state game, 24 and 11 in the second. You know, how critical was she to your guys' wins last weekend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely critical. You know, we always preach team here, and we always want to get the best shot for our team. And on Saturday, our best shot was to feed the ball to Amber, and she did a number of good things for us offensively, rebounding, defensively. You know, she was able to score in the post, hit a few threes, get to the free throw line, convert those as well. So she was an integral part of our success this past weekend.
This weekend, she'll be playing in her last game with you guys before heading to D1 basketball. You know, walk me through how her leadership has kind of developed over the years now that she's the main leader for your team.
Yeah, you know, she's a quality kid. You know, as good of a basketball player as she is, she's also that good of a student and that good of a person. And, you know, she's someone that is really taken to being a leader on this team. She's one that always is there to support her teammates. You know, there's times when I take her out to get her a breather and I have to tell her to be quiet on the bench and catch her breath because she wants to be up and cheering or coaching from the sideline as well. So her leadership is another one of her most amazing attributes. And, you know, it's really grown over the years, and look forward to watching it to continue into her collegiate career.
Coach, how do the Rangers as a whole feel heading into this final weekend?
Well, you know, we're excited for the opportunity. You know, you don't get here by accident. We know that LaPel is going to put a quality team out on the floor, and it's going to be a really good game. We're hoping that, you know, we can continue to play our style of defense and, you know, rebound the ball, take care of the ball, and convert enough on the offensive end to come away with another win on Saturday.
You've been here before as a coach. How does that kind of help you that you've been to the state championship, you've won one, and now you're going again? How does that help you as a coach?
Well, you know, last year when we won the semi-state, we really had no idea what was in store for us. There's a lot of paperwork that needs to be filled out by the IHSAA and a lot of logistical planning regarding schedules and practices and buses and all that kind of thing. So we were definitely more comfortable with that situation this year compared to last year. You know, I told my wife that this year or last year we were making the list and then trying to check every box. This year we already had the list and now we're just trying to check the boxes. So I think so far this year has been a much smoother process for us.
I'd love to hear it. Coach, one last question for you. I've asked the other girls' basketball coaches this too. What do you think of the new format in semi-state and how you guys are playing two games in a day?
Well, you know, we were fortunate to go through the old format this year and the new format the old format last year and the new format this year. And, you know, it was a little different when you're playing, when you have a four-team regional, and, you know, those are from your part of the state and you're a little bit more accustomed to those teams. When you had a four-team semi-state, you know, it's the whole southern half of the state. And so, for example, playing Greencastle, we knew next to nothing about them going into that game and really had to dig deep into our scout to get prepared. Whereas last year in the regional, we already kind of knew a little bit about each team. So from that perspective, it was a little different this year. But, you know, that draw after the regional was exciting. I told one of my friends it was almost like our own little version of Selection Sunday. We knew we were in the tournament, but we didn't know where we were going or who we were playing. And you're kind of waiting on pins and needles to see what the outcome of the draw is. And, you know, it was exciting.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Next couple questions for you, Amber. Let's talk about last week in the semi-state. A couple dominating performances. What was that like, you know, putting up those big numbers in the big moment?
It was an overall amazing experience, but going into the games, we knew that we were going to have some height advantages, so we made sure that we used those, and my teammates were really great at getting really good passes into me into the post and racking up some assists on their parts. So overall, it was just a great team effort, and we just ended with two wins.
As an all-star last year, such a good player this year as well. It's pretty often that you're the featured player in the game plan. What's that like being, you know, the dominating player, you know, for the last couple years?
I will say there is a little bit of some difficulties with that just because there's other players that they're going to scout you harder. They're going to look at you more. They're going to try to learn your moves better. But I just don't really let that affect me, and I don't let it get in my head either, and I still just play the game that I know how to play and just do the moves that I normally do, and it normally works out in my favor.
What's it like being one of the main leaders on this team as well?
It's really awesome. I know we have a big senior class, so that has been really great because I've been able to play with these girls for such a long time. So being a leader, it's kind of nice too, because then the younger kids and the underclassmen, they have a lot of people to look up to and kind of learn from to help the program in the next coming years.
How do you feel heading into this final weekend? You guys have been here before, but what's the feeling like heading into state finals?
It's just something irreplaceable. It's just an amazing experience. And having that time last year, it was great in our favor, and kind of already knowing how the games work, and like the timeouts are a little bit different. You got TV timeouts, you have just the atmosphere is different. The court feels different under the lights. But having that experience last year is just really going to help us, and we're going to have another fun time this year.
Well, Amber, you don't need to hear this from me, but this is something that not a lot of people get to experience, so go enjoy it. Hope you guys have all the success this weekend. Good luck.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank Amber Treader and Coach Hasenauer for that conversation. We'd like to thank everybody who won Player of the Week this week, presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, sponsored by Franciscan Health. 7 winners, 7 conversations, and boy, they were all delightful. We wish the ladies the best of luck heading into the state finals weekend. And the boys, hey, they're right around the corner. Sectionals coming up soon. Can't wait to hear some conversations here in the future. Tune in next week, the IBCA Player of the Week podcast. I'm Nathaniel Finch with Graham Shear.